Hello and welcome. I'm really glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most fascinating and genuinely important topics in your OCR GCSE sociology course, social mobility. Whether you're revising for your mocks or gearing up for the real thing, this episode is going to give you everything you need. The key concepts, the studies, the theories, the exam tips, and a quick-fire quiz at the end to test yourself. Social mobility is essentially about movement through the social class structure. Can people change their position in society? Is the UK a meritocracy, a place where hard work and talent genuinely get you to the top? Or are the odds stacked in favor of those who are already privileged? These are the big questions, and examiners absolutely love them. So let's get into it. First, let's nail the definitions, because in OCR sociology, precise terminology earns you marks straight away. Social mobility refers to the movement of individuals or groups between different positions in the social hierarchy, usually measured by occupation, income, or social class. There are four types you must know. Vertical mobility is movement up or down the class structure. Upward vertical mobility means moving to a higher class, for example, a child from a working class background becoming a doctor. Downward vertical mobility means moving to a lower class, perhaps losing a professional job and returning to manual work. Horizontal mobility is movement at the same level, changing your job or location without changing your social class. For example, a teacher moving from one school to another. Same status, different role. Now here's the one that trips up so many candidates, and I want you to really lock this in. Intergenerational mobility is the change in class position between generations. So comparing a parent's class to their child's class. If your mom was a factory worker and you become a solicitor, that is intergenerational upward mobility. The key word is between generations. Intergenerational mobility, on the other hand, is change within a single person's own lifetime. You start as an apprentice, work your way up, and retire as a company director. That is intergenerational mobility. The key word is within one lifetime. A simple memory trick, inter means between, think international, meaning between nations. Intra means within, think intranet, which is within one organization. Use that and you will never confuse them again. Now let's talk about the big theoretical debate, and this is where your 12 mark answers really come alive. Functionalists, particularly Talcott Parsons, argue that modern industrial societies are meritocracies. In a meritocracy, your position in society is determined by your talent, effort, and achievement, not by who your parents are. Parsons argued that education acts as a mechanism of role allocation. It sorts people according to their abilities and channels them into appropriate occupations. From this perspective, social mobility is not only possible, but expected. If you work hard and achieve, you will be rewarded. The system is fair and open. Now contrast that with the Marxist perspective. Marxists argue that the idea of meritocracy is a myth, a comfortable story told by the ruling class to justify inequality. In reality, structural barriers prevent genuine upward mobility for working class people. The sociologist John Goldthorpe, who conducted the famous Oxford Mobility Study in the 1970s and 1980s, found that while there was some absolute mobility, meaning more middle-class jobs existed overall, relative mobility had barely changed. In other words, your chances of reaching the top were still heavily determined by the class you were born into. Goldthorpe's work is essential. Name it in your answers. Pierre Bourdieu, a French sociologist whose ideas are hugely relevant here, argued that the middle and upper classes possess cultural capital, the knowledge, attitudes, values, and behaviors that are valued by schools and employers. Working class students often lack this cultural capital, which puts them at a structural disadvantage from the very start. This is not about individual effort, it is about the system reproducing inequality. The Sutton Trust is a research organization that has produced powerful contemporary evidence on this. Their research shows that privately educated students, who make up only about 7% of the school population, occupy a disproportionate number of top positions in law, medicine, journalism, and politics. In 2019, they found that 65% of senior judges and 57% of senior civil servants were privately educated. This is compelling evidence for the Marxist argument that the UK is not a true meritocracy. Now let's bring in gender. Feminist sociologists point to the glass ceiling as a key barrier to women's upward mobility. The glass ceiling is an invisible barrier that prevents women from reaching the highest positions in organizations, even when they have the qualifications and experience. Despite women now outperforming men at GCSE and A-level and making up over half of university graduates, they remain underrepresented in boardrooms and senior management. The gender pay gap, women earning on average around 15% less than men in full-time work, is further evidence of structural inequality. Feminists argue that patriarchy, not merit, shapes who gets to the top. Ethnicity also matters. Research consistently shows that candidates from Black and minority ethnic backgrounds face discrimination in the labor market. Studies using matched CVs, identical qualifications, different names, have found that applicants with traditionally white British names are significantly more likely to be called for interview. This is direct evidence of ethnic penalties in the labor market, which structurally limit upward mobility for many groups. Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where you can really gain marks. For 12-mark questions, you must present a balanced argument. Do not just write from one perspective. Juxtapose functionalist optimism with Marxist and feminist pessimism. A strong answer might say, functionalists such as Parsons argue that meritocracy ensures social mobility is possible for all. However, Marxists challenge this with Goldthorpe's Oxford Mobility Study demonstrating that relative mobility rates have remained largely static, suggesting structural barriers persist. Use the Peel structure for every paragraph. Point, make your sociological claim, evidence, name a study, a statistic, a theorist, explanation, explain how the evidence supports your point, link, connect back to the question. Now, the most common mistakes. Number one, confusing intergenerational and intragenerational. Remember, inter is between generations, intra is within one lifetime. Number two, using vague, common sense examples instead of named sociological studies. Saying some people work hard and get promoted earns no marks. Saying Goldthorpe's Oxford Mobility Study found that relative mobility rates remain stable despite increased absolute mobility earns marks. Number three, claiming that social mobility is completely blocked. The UK is not a fully closed system, some mobility does occur. Acknowledge this, but then explain why it is limited. That shows sophisticated sociological thinking. When you see the command word evaluate or how far do you agree, you must reach a clear, justified conclusion. Do not sit on the fence, make a judgment, and back it up with evidence. Okay, quiz time. Cover your notes and see how you do. Question one. What is the difference between intergenerational and intergenerational mobility? Pause now and answer in your head. Question two. Name one sociological study that challenges the idea of meritocracy. Question three. What is the glass ceiling and which theoretical perspective uses it? Question four. What does Bourdieu mean by cultural capital? Question five. Name one piece of evidence from the Sutton Trust about elite occupations. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and reread that section of your notes. Retrieval practice, testing yourself like this, is one of the most effective revision strategies there is. Let's bring it all together. Social mobility is about movement through the class structure. The four key types are vertical, horizontal, intergenerational, and intragenerational. The central debate is whether the UK is a meritocracy. Functionalists like Parsons say yes. Talent and effort determine your position. Marxists like Goldthorpe and Bourdieu say no. Class, cultural capital, and structural barriers reproduce inequality. Feminists highlight the glass ceiling and gender pay gap. And evidence from the Sutton Trust and ethnic penalty research shows that class, gender, and ethnicity all shape your chances of mobility. In your exam, name your studies, use precise definitions, present both sides, and reach a clear conclusion. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.